Santa sighed at the unfairness of it all, and slammed the picture down on the mantelpiece among the bowl of wax fruit and the bouquet of paper zinnias, and the statue of the Virgin Mary and the figurine of the Infant of Prague. Then she went back to the kitchen to get some ice cubes and one of the kitchen chairs. After she had returned with the chair and a little picnic cooler of ice cubes, she arranged her best jelly glasses on the mantelpiece before her mother's picture. The proximity of the picture made her grab it and kiss it again, the ice cube in her mouth cracking against the glass.
"I say a prayer for you every day, babe,"
Santa told the snapshot incoherently, balancing the ice cube on her tongue.
"You better believe there's a candle burning for you over in St. Odo's."
Someone knocked at the front shutters. In putting the picture down hurriedly, Santa tipped it over on its face.
"Irene!"
Santa screamed when she opened the door and saw the hesitant Mrs. Riley on the front steps and her nephew, Patrolman Mancuso, standing down on the banquette.
"Come on in, sweetheart darling. You sure looking cute."
"Thanks, honey,"
Mrs. Riley said.
"Whew, I forgot how long it takes to drive down here. Me and Angelo been in that car almost an hour."
"Is the traffic is what it is,"
Patrolman Mancuso offered.
"Listen to that cold," Santa said. "Aw, Angelo, you better tell them men at the precinct to take you out that toilet. Where's Rita?"
"She didn't feel like coming. She's got her a headache."
"Well, no wonder, locked up in that house with them kids all day long," Santa said. "Aw, she ought to get out, Angelo. What's wrong with that girl?"
"Nerves,"
Angelo answered sadly.
"She's got nervous trouble."
"Nerves is terrible," Mrs. Riley said. "You know what happened, Santa? Angelo lost the book Ignatius gave him. Ain't that a shame? I don't mind about the book, but don't never tell Ignatius about it. We'll really have us a fight on our hands."
Mrs. Riley put her finger to her lips to indicate that the book must forever be a secret.
"Well, give me your coat, girl,"
Santa said eagerly, almost tearing Mrs. Riley's old purple woolen topper off. She was determined that the ghost of Ignatius J. Riley would not haunt her party as it had haunted so many evenings of bowling.
"You got you a nice place here, Santa," Mrs. Riley said respectfully. "It's clean."
"Yeah, but I want to get me some new linoleum for the parlor. You ever use them paper curtains, honey? They don't look too bad. I seen some nice ones up by Maison Blanche."
"I bought some nice paper curtains for Ignatius's room once, but he tore them off the window and crumpled them up. He says they an abortion. Ain't that awful?"
"Everybody to his own taste,"
Santa observed quickly.
"Ignatius don't know I come here tonight. I told him I was going to a novena.